Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt dictating an endoscopy report on patient Ramon Vasquez, date of birth 6/13/1970, date of procedure March 28, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Referring physician is Dr. Enrique Martinez Lugo. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, cold biopsies, and hemoclip deployment times one. As well as esophageal gastroid rotinoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is FOPT positive stools. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, role experience with patient. Period. Patients brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedators, cranial anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. Period. While lubricated lymphs, video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflexy was obtained at the cardiac. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of scope. Period. The patient was then turned on in left lateral position. The duodenum was unknown. Period. While lubricated lymphs, video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of appendiceal or fecal valve and complex with folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending cone, hepatic flexure, transcone, spinal flexure, descending cone, ascending cone, and the rectum. Period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 4,1-2-1, suboptimal to port prep. Period. Patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared on a remarkable neckline. The Z line was mildly irregular at 44 centimeters from the pipe block, with evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation to rule out Barrett's, and to rule out any underlying pathology neckline. There was evidence of erosive gastritis. Common biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and to rule out H. pylori neckline. There was approximately 5 millimeter erythematous gastric polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. This was located in the body. Next line. There was another. There were two other gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total that were diminutive in size. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity that was biopsied for further evaluation. Next line. The duodenum to D2. Was larger and remarkable, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease, there was lymph injectation noted in the next line plan, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep score is greater than 4,1-2-1, suboptimal to port prep, next line. There was a significant amount of polyps noted on this exam period, next line. There was, a pedunculated rectal polyp that was approximately 2 centimeters in size removed with hot snare polypectomy, and a clip was placed over the defect. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters that were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 15 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy, and another approximately 12 millimeter ascending colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 3 sessile ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeter. Cecal polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was another approximately 8 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure polyp removed cold snare polyp ectomy. Next line, there was a large, approximately 2 to 3 centimeter descending colon sessile polyp that spanned more than one fold with a broad base that was biopsied for histology, and a tattoo is placed just proximal, opposite and distal to the polyp for marking. Next line, there were 3 descending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters that were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon sessile polyp approximately 10 millimeters in size removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another sigmoid colon polyp at 30 centimeters from the anal verge that was removed with hot snare polypectomy, and there was approximately 12 millimeters in size. Next line, there were 5 total rectal polyps. 2 were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, as these were diminutive, and 3 were removed with cold snare, as these range in size from 5 to 7 millimeters. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was also diverticulosis coli noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, will refer patients to Orlando Health Care for EMR of the larger descending colon polyp that was tattooed. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, patient will need genetic testing given the large number of polyps noted on this exam. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.